energy to clean a hog's head, and then you.
Is it worth it?
Well, really, it used to be when I was younger, but now that I'm older, there's too much work to. Then you put it on and cook it, and then you strain it through a colander, and you put spices with it, and then you cook it some more, and then you put it in pans and let it set, as I call it. It congeals.
And so it's sort of jelly then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's stiffer than jelly. It congeals into a, you know what head cheese is, don't you? Haven't you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Oh, haven't you? Well.
Would they use any other name for that?
No, I don't think so. Head cheese is what?
Up in the South, they might call it souse.
Pardon? Oh, well, now that's a different kind.
Okay, what is
that? Well, now there's, it's the way it's, spiced.
I see.
Depends upon what kind of spices, And I think
it would be
that,
more spicy? Or
yeah,
less?
The souse is, no, the head cheese is more spicy. The souse is just, well, it isn't spiced so very much.
I see. That's interesting. Now, you mentioned you use a colander. What do you use the colander for?
To strain.
Okay. Do you have terms for thin milk? Any local terms for thin milk?
Skimmed milk? Is that what you're...
There are other things that might say this milk is really thin, this milk is... Would they ever say blue milk?
No. Uh-uh. No.
What about... Should I stop?
Yeah, I'll stop.
Okay. What about curdled milk? Is there any...
That's clabbered milk.
And that's what you would call
uh-huh.
Okay. Cottage cheese, is that...
Cottage cheese, that's all. That's what I would call it, would be cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
No.
All right. We talked a little about bread before. What kind of bread would you make out of wheat? Any
specific kind? No, just wheat bread. It would be same as white bread or light bread.
I see. Okay, and what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
And what would you call a... soft drinks. What would you call a soft
pop?
Drink? Pop is what you call it. All right. So you'd say, I'm thirsty. Would you go get me a pop?
Pop. Mm-hmm.
All right. We talked a little about before unlicensed liquor or dandelion wine. Did anyone around here, I'm not making dandelion wine, but anyone around here make unlicensed liquor?
My dad was a whiskey maker.
Okay. Well, what were the terms they would use to call that?
Well, let me think. I think it was just plain whiskey.
Did they ever use terms like moonshine?
Oh, yes.
Any others like that?
Yeah, moonshine or white lightning.
Okay. What is something you cook in the oven, sort of a covered dish?
Casserole.
Okay. Would there be any other terms you would use for that?
Casserole
is what you would use. And something, maybe sometimes in the summer, you take ribs and you go out and you cook them over a fire. What is
barbecue them?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other terms for barbecue, if that's what you would call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something you were drinking, what's this?
Coffee.
Okay. And are there different types of coffee cakes that you would make or have around the house to eat with your coffee?
Well, there'd be donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Rolled, and different kinds of rolls, cinnamon rolls.
Okay, and then I guess we've just got one more to go on this one, then I'll let you make some lunch for your husband. On the trees out here, there's a sort of a large fruit. It's sort of like the one that they said that Eve gave to Adam.